May all beings be happy. May all beings be healthy. May all beings be free from harm. May all beings love life. May all beings awaken. Welcome to another Kyuk Audio Podcast. I'm DC Pupa of Kyuk Audio and Kyuk Archives. I pray that you and yours are safe and comfortable, free from economic hardship, and able to get out and do whatever it is you want within the limitations of the universal precept of do as little harm as possible. So, today is the last clip from the lecture Shunyu Suzuki gave on August 26th, 1965 at the Los Altos Zendo, the lecture that became the chapter Calmness in Zen Mind Beginner's Mind, page 121. So I'm going to play you the clip the way it is, and the way it was recorded, the way it has come down to us. I'm going to read it and, you know, lightly edit it sort of naturally as I read it. And then I will play an edited clip, which isn't, you know, that much different from the other one, but sort of streamlines it a little, takes out some superfluous noise, but there's plenty left. So, so tomorrow we're changing internet. We're not changing our internet service provider. We're changing the account so we can save money, because I couldn't get a good deal. But if I just cancel it, one great thing here on this, on TV, phone, all that, you can just cancel it and get a new one. Like in America, when we moved here, we had to pay hundreds of dollars each to terminate our telephone contracts. Ouch! Japan hits you hard, too. In Japan, they sort of believe in it. It seems to me that they feel like they should pay. And not everybody, believe me, but a lot of people think it's their civic duty and that, you know, companies are working hard. In America, we're just, you know, it's just companies and corporations are, wow, man, are they strong now. Like, there was a lot of anti-corporate stuff going way back to the founding of the country. They made it where a corporation couldn't continue over a certain amount of time. They were very distrustful of them. And then it came more and more, like somewhere a little before the turn of the century, somebody wrote a little note somewhere that made corporations a person. It wasn't a Supreme Court decision, but it sort of caught on. Corporations liked it. And you know, but they're not responsible. They can't be in prison. They can be fined. But they can mass murder and get away with it. Well, anyway, I shouldn't get too much into all that. So, the thing I notice with corporations in America so much in dealing with, PayPal and Amazon, I deal a lot with Amazon, KDP, various ones, is that it's all set up for the convenience of the corporation, because they, you know, they've got all these programs and computer programs and all this stuff, you know, and they've got 10,000 employees just looking at page 7 to answer your question. And you say, well, you know, can't you just like delete that and put in so and so? They say, no, we can't do that. Or they'll say, oh, we'll send it to our tech support team. And they don't really know what to say. And it's the consumer is at their mercy now. But I use Amazon. I am not, you know, it's what's happening, and I use them. But, and that sort of thing can evolve. It could change. It could, you know, we'll see. All right. Well, so anyway, tomorrow we're changing from our account being in my name to being in Katrinka's name. And there's an airplane. That's good. We like airplanes. We want to hear airplanes in our podcast because it means the place is opening up. So, I mean, hate to give up our empty beach that's all for ourselves, but, you know, people are hungry here, so we have to want tourists to come back. They are coming back little by little now. So we're discontinuing my account, and then for 24 hours there's no internet or something like that, or maybe 24 hours maximum, and then opening the new account in her name at, whoa, quite a bit less, four or six months, and then it goes back up, right? But anyway, there's that savings for 6 months, and then maybe a year from now, she'll quit hers, and I'll start a new one and a new account and get another good deal. We'll see. So anyway, I'm going to do tomorrow night's, you know, since we won't have Wi-Fi, I'm going to do tomorrow night's podcast today. Tomorrow night for me is the 16th. I might do three of them. We'll see. Well, okay, here. Let's start off and hear what Shunyu Suzuki has to say. I'll read it, and then we'll hear the edited one. So here we go.
So he says, Dogen Zen Master says, you should attain enlightenment. You should obtain enlightenment before you attain enlightenment, which is important. To attain enlightenment or to obtain enlightenment before you attain enlightenment, which is important to make your effort to save $1 million or to enjoy your life in your effort little by little, even though you do not, even though it is impossible for you to save $1 million, but you can enjoy your everyday life. Now, which is important for us to be successful or to find some meaning in our effort to be successful. If you lose, if you do not realize this point, you cannot even practice zazen. But if you have this point, you will have the pleasure, true pleasure of life.
So he says, Dogen Zen Master says, you should attain enlightenment before you attain enlightenment. Which is important, to attain enlightenment or to obtain enlightenment before you attain enlightenment? Which is important, to make your effort to save $1 million or to enjoy your life in your effort, little by little, even though you do not, well, even though it is impossible for you to save $1 million, but you can enjoy your everyday life, which is important for us to be successful or to find some meaning in our effort to be successful. If you lose, if you do not realize this point, you cannot even practice Zazen. But if you have this point, you will have the pleasure, the true pleasure of life. Thank you very much. All right, you know, one comment I've got right here, I just sent a note and I said, thank you very much is not on my audio file. And I can see somebody putting it there because he said it just about every lecture. And maybe he said it, maybe I didn't notice. Maybe a lot of times he'd sort of, thank you, you know, but I didn't hear that. But let me tell you, those eagle ears, well, let's see now. The eagles have those dog ears. Dogs really can hear a lot. I don't need to tell you that. They'll catch it. Oh, they disagreed with me. Well, no, Peter's disagreed with me. I have one disagreement where I said I thought the first little by little in the prior paragraph was just a little. And where I said lose yourself was delude yourself. It's fine either way. But he said, well, I hear what's in the verbatim transcript. So we'll see. We'll have a couple other lessons from other people. I defer. But I might put in my own, my own version, what I hear. Doesn't matter. Same meaning either way. So, okay. This has made me think, you know, this whole thing about attaining enlightenment before you attain enlightenment. I mean, it does. You know, they have so many strange ways of saying things, creative ways. And ways which don't necessarily literally mean what they're saying, right? Because, all right, let's look. Let me just say one thing. Here it says, what is important to attain enlightenment or to obtain enlightenment before you attain enlightenment? What is obtaining enlightenment before you attain enlightenment? Well, let's take a look at what is one of the essential features of Soto Zen according to Dogen, and that is that practice and enlightenment are one. So what Dogen is saying, we could say, looking at it that way, is that before you obtain enlightenment, you should practice enlightenment. Or you should just practice. And practice and enlightenment are one. So don't think about enlightenment. Just think about how to conduct oneself, how to change one's habits, how to practice Zazen, how to sit there by just sitting and not thinking about everything. Or if one thinks, how not to let one's thoughts bother one, how to let them come and go. So as our practice evolves, is our practice then enlightenment? you know, one thing is you can't make any claims. You can't say, yeah, well, my practice is enlightenment, so yeah, I understand. Yeah, you're ruled out of the game if you say you won it. okay, well, let's hear the edited version, and then we'll say bye-bye for the evening, and I will retire. And you, I don't know what point of the day you are in, but whatever point it is, I hope it's good. And here we go. Let's hear what he says in the edited version.
So he says, Dogen Zen Master says, you should obtain enlightenment before you attain enlightenment. which is important to attain enlightenment or to obtain enlightenment before you attain enlightenment, which is important to make your effort to save $1 million or to enjoy your life in your effort, little by little, even though you do not, even though it is impossible for you to save $1 million, but you can enjoy your everyday life. Now, which is important for us to be successful or to find some meaning in our effort to be successful. If you do not realize this point, you cannot even practice zazen. But if you have this point, you will have the pleasure, true pleasure of life.
This has been a Kyuk Audio Podcast. I'm DC, Pooba of Kyuk Audio and Kyuk Archives, coming to you from Sleepy Sonora with Doggy Bandita, Feline Cuchita, and dear lovely Katrinka. And we're wishing you and yours and all of us a grand awakening.